areas, and temperatures tomorrow 16 to 20 Celsius.
Simon King, and Simon will be back just before 6 o'clock with the 5-day forecast. Now, though, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 14th of July. There's a warning of gales in Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight, low Rockall 1002, slow moving with little change. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira. Variable, 2 to 4. Showers, thundery in the Utsiras. Good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty. East or southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5. Rain later, thundery in 40s. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or southeast, veering west or southwest later, 3 to 5. Thundery rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Humber, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 to 6, then veering west or southwest later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Variable 3 at first in Thames, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Thames and Dover. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. South Biscay, South Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 in far southeast of Fitzroy. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Fastnet. Squally, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, south or southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in north. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or southeast, but east or northeast in Bailey, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Thundery showers, fog patches, except in Malin, good, occasionally poor in Malin, and very poor in Hebrides and Bailey. Fair Isle, Faroes. Easterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, backing northeasterly later. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 in east. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 14th of July. Tyree Automatic, southeast by east, 4, 22 miles, 1007, falling. Stornoway, east, 5, 22 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 2, recent fog, 6 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Lucas, east by north, 3, 6 miles, 1011, falling. Bridlington, southeast by east, 4, 1011, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east, 2, 2 miles, 1011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 2 miles, 1012. Jersey, southwest by west, 3, 8 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 5 miles, 1013. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 5, slight rain, 1000 metres, 1011, falling more slowly. Valentia, southwest, 4, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, east-southeast, 4, 6 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Malin Head, east by south, 6, slight rain, 5 miles, 1005, falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 14th of July. The general situation, Atlantic fronts will move northeastwards across the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, bringing rain or showers to many areas, some of which will be heavy in the north. A brisk southwesterly airflow will follow across southern and western parts, giving strong winds and fresher conditions. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, easterly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times later, fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or southeast, veering south or southwest later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers for a time, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest, 4 or 5 later. Rain or thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, then southwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, veering westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or southwest, 5 to 7. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest, 4, increasing 5 or 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, south or southeast, 4 or 5, veering south or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, then fair, then rain later, good, occasionally poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southeast, veering south or southwest, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly, 3 or 4 at first in north, otherwise southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or southeast, 4 to 6, veering south or southeast, 3 to 5. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, east, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. And finally, Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming east 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, the time is 5:43. Time now for Prayer for the Day, presented this morning by the Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh.
Good morning. I fancy if you asked a number of people to define prayer, many of them would answer along the lines, asking God for things. And yes, that's part of it. After all, every time we say the Lord's Prayer, we're asking for things, for God's kingdom to come, His will to be done. We ask for daily bread and forgiveness of our sins as we forgive others, and we ask to avoid temptation. Some of those are very personal, others less so. Although it might be worth comparing those things Jesus asks us to pray for and the things we actually do pray for. But if we concentrate only or mainly on petition, asking for things, we can neglect other important features of prayer. Praise of God for who he is and what he has done, thanking him for all he has given us, confessing our faults and failures, and being assured of his forgiveness. If we think of prayer as essentially asking, then there's a danger. It is that we come to think of prayer in purely pragmatic terms and concentrate on the questions, will it work? Will it make any difference? And often finding different answers. If we adopt that functional approach, we can miss a central aspect of prayer, that of forming and maintaining a relationship with God, not as some remote being we expect to do things at our request, but the God who comes near to support and guide and strengthen, the God who loves us and seeks our cooperation in his work and his world. Lord, help us to see our prayers not simply as asking, but as a means of coming closer to you. Amen.
Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh. The Today programme is coming up at 6 o'clock. Anna Foster and Nick Robinson presenting this morning. Now, though, it's time for Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, don't be surprised by record-breaking temperatures and rainfall. They are the new normal, according to the Royal Meteorological Society. We ask what that means for farmers.
The number of times we see 5 degrees above average has doubled. The number of times we see 8 degrees above average have trebled. And the number of times we see 10 degrees above average has quadrupled. So it's those extreme ends that we're starting to see on a much more frequent basis than we ever used to.
We'll have more on that in a few minutes' time. But first, this current hot weather means that a lot of us have been tucking into strawberries and cream bowls.